Commentator Kate Krautkramer's husband is among those on the front lines of the current firefighting. Whenever he's called on duty, Krautkramer says she must convince herself that he'll be okay.
I tell myself that my husband won't die in a forest fire every time I send him out the door, red pack over his shoulder, field radio strapped to his chest. A forest ranger and naturalist, as well as a wildland firefighter, my husband is trained in fire management and he's dedicated to the land. When we talk about why he loves fighting fire, he tells me it's problem solving. You plug in all the factors, slope and aspect, fuel types, what kind of people power you have, relative humidity, wind speed, whether or not there are structures threatened. He stops and shakes his head, and sometimes it's like this year. Things get too hot and you have to stand back and watch it burn. John's voice resonates with fear and admiration. He's both humbled and dazzled by the power of a big blaze. When fires burn their hottest, jumping from tree to tree in the top branches, they're uncontrollable and they're breathtaking. There's nothing like a running crown fire. John told me this once when he was fresh home after a 2-week tour, the sweet smell of smoke in his hair, bits of ash still clinging behind his ears. It roars like a freight train, he said, and it just doesn't end. Generally, dispatchers call for my husband at night. When he gets off the phone, I want to know the details, where he's going and what his job will be. Sometimes he's sent to chase lightning strikes across the sagebrush and grasslands just west of where we live in Yampa, Colorado. Other times he drives hundreds of miles through several states to reach a fire. His job might be to staff an engine or to fly in a helicopter to suppress flames spotted from the air. Or he might be a crew boss in charge of keeping a group of 20 firefighters safe and working on the ground. Usually, John leaves in the morning before the children are awake. Tell them I'll miss them, he says. We both know he might be back for dinner, or he might not be back for 2 weeks. I slip little notes into the pockets of his flame-resistant pants and into his pack. Be safe, I might write, or just, we love you. In the top of John's fire pack is a place for a name tag. Behind the transparent strip, he has slipped a photo of our boys. I hope their smiles will protect their father. Still, there is one terrible second before he leaves while we look at each other and consider the possibility of John's death. We don't speak. It's a long and dizzy moment. Then John kisses me and says something sweet, and it's over. He's in the truck, waving.
The comments of Kate Krautkramer, a writer who lives in Yampa, Colorado.